As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here with a Loki TV Talk mini. Okay, so the big question is Loki, like, bringing the MCU back? Is this, like, the second coming of the MCU? And the answer is obviously, we don't know. But maybe, because Loki Season 2 is fantastic. It's doing everything that it needs to. It's picking off immediately after the end of Loki Season 1 with kind of the massive cliffhanger. They're taking us in directions that we probably, I mean, I haven't seen anybody predict what we end up getting. Like, that, the fact that they're thinking on that level and ahead of the fans is great. Now, granted, some of the speculation has kind of dipped because a lot of the quality of the MCU has dipped. And that's okay. Loki Season 1 wrote a big check that nobody has cashed in the last couple of years here, right? But Loki Season 2 is here, and it's finally cashing that check. I think we're going to get some really amazing things going on. Now, if you're wondering why there hasn't been a Loki TV Talk on this channel, because obviously we were promoting out, hey, Loki TV Talk, it's a new podcast. Well, the reason is because Loki TV Talk is a new podcast. If you've not subscribed to it yet, the links are in the description for this episode. You can find our full episode review there. We've got some great commentary. We take some stabs in the dark as far as where we think the season is heading. And yeah, I think you'll really enjoy it. If you like some good after show commentary, it is a good place to check it out for Loki, as well as kind of sharing some cool behind the scenes stuff as well. But in true TV Talk mini fashion, I did want to kind of give my brief thoughts that I expound on way more over there. Ultimately, I think what they're doing with the TVA and the timeline is fantastic. They're taking this notion of the TVA existing outside of time, and rather than creating kind of branch versions or alternate versions of the TVA, what we get is one continuous TVA where Loki literally slips back and forth through time. He's not creating these alternate timelines. He is existing in, like, this one, quote unquote, true timeline of the TVA. And that opens up so many possibilities in terms of what we see, especially with the character of He Who Remains and or Kang. And has implications, I think, for even like the Ant-Man Quantumania movie and how that fits into the greater MCU, and possibly even opens the door for a bit of a soft retcon, shall we say, of Quantumania. Because, I mean, you know, Quantumania wasn't that good. It does seem overall that the time slipping is going to be more of a, like, it was so much of the promotional material for the season was about Loki time slipping. And yet it does seem like that story was wrapped up pretty quickly here in the initial pilot episode. I say pilot because, I mean, it's season two of an established series. But, I mean, frankly, it's just, I don't know. It feels like the beginning of something new. While also staying true to what came before. I mean, I really, we've got something, I think, very special on our hands. Now, every week, we're going to be trying to record the Loki TV Talk podcast live. We're actually going to be doing that at the TV Talk YouTube channel. So if you haven't checked that out yet, be sure to do that. Link to that is also in the description of this episode. You'll be able to tune in live and, hear our commentary, contribute to the discussion. And if you've got thoughts on the episode, your theories and stabs in the dark that you want to take, we'll want to encourage you to reach out to us. You can email the show, show@LokiTVTalk.com. That's show@LokiTVTalk.com. Get involved, become a Loki variant yourself, and we can have some fun there. But yeah, just kind of quick initial thoughts. I mean, we're looking at a 10 out of 10 episode here, and hopefully what will end up being a 10 out of 10 season, and maybe a fresh injection into a reboot of the MCU, or at least a temporary reboot before it does a full, like, massive reboot, which, let's be real, that's where this is all marching towards. Once again, for the full review and more, head over to LokiTVTalk.com and be sure to subscribe to that podcast. That's going to do it for me for today, but don't worry, I'll be back in a flash.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.